Exit performance and enter Christ's presence. That's the topic of this week's devotional for Praying Pals. Sometimes the trap of people-pleasing catches us as we think that performance will lend acceptance in social or familial circles. This can happen to anyone, anywhere. We're all human beings. We're sinners in need of Christ. It's so easy to fall into people-pleasing and performance mindsets. But we must remember that earned love is not love. Fake or fickle approval by people never satisfies hearts. And the performance mindset must be replaced by a choice to set minds on things above and on the things of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:5 says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." As we shift our eyes onto Christ and enter His presence, we exit performance. We have to rely on Him completely as Savior and Lord, personally, completely. Yes, loving Him, prioritizing Him, and loving others with His love through His help cannot compare to anything anywhere. Consider this. Instead of putting on a front to impress others or putting on perfectionism to hide pain or fear, draw near to God and put on love instead. Colossians 3:2 says, "But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection." Think about that. Today, exit performance and enter Christ's presence. Open your heart deliberately as you open God's word. His pure, infinite love for you continues, and no amount of performance compares to the joy and completion we experience in Christ's presence. Today, look up to Jesus' face, and He'll help you face anything and overcome pain with eternal joy ahead. He will comfort you as you let Him comfort you. He loves you. He loves me. It's time to love Him and love others without a performance mindset. Yes, exit performance and enter Christ's presence and experience fullness of joy, as in Psalm 16:11, which says, "You will make known to me the way of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we look to you and thank you. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. And in fact, we pray with those who have not yet called on your name to be saved. And we pray with them right now to repent from sin and instead look to you and lean on you as Savior and Lord. We confess you as Savior and Lord of our lives. We repent and turn to you completely. We hold nothing back. We do not desire to have any remnants of performance mindsets or perfectionism, and instead rely on you and focus on entering your presence because of what you did on the cross. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for loving us. Please help us love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. And please help us, Lord, to love others with your love. We pray for massive revival and another great awakening. We pray for all leaders and churches, persecuted church. We pray for just all those listening right now, all prayer requests for your best, Lord. We want nothing less than your best for every situation. And we cast our cares on you and ask that you would help us think your thoughts and focus on your word today and every day. We bless your name, and please protect us and deliver us from evil. In your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Again, we're just going to focus on what we were talking about, exiting performance and entering Christ's presence. When you open God's word, deliberately open your heart and remember that His pure, infinite love for you continues. God bless you, my friends.